Something is coming to you. Something is coming. Oh God, something is coming to you. Do you sometimes feel like giving up? What is the use of even continuing? What is the use of fighting and striving and having these debates? What is the use of going on and on and on if we are the cursed people from God, from Deuteronomy 28? Do you sometimes just feel like, you know what, I just want to just, I just want to just delete myself out of the conversation. I just want to remove myself from the debates and from the arguments and from the stress and just maybe just put myself back to sleep. Have you ever felt like this? Like it's just impossible to win. How can the minority defeat the majority? They own all the land. Oh, y'all don't want me to get into this today. They own the banks. They own the banks that own the banks. Oh, y'all don't get what I'm saying. They own everything. The judges side with them. The politicians side with them. The policies that's created in this nation that we live in is made for the majority, not the minority. It's depressing sometimes. I want y'all to hear me. And honestly, just thinking about it, just me even talking about it, can make you miserable and discouraged. But I have a message for you. I have a message for the minority. I have a message for the few amongst the majority. I have a message for the downtrodden. I have a message for the poor, for the weak militarily. And that is that something is coming to you. Acts 2 and 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days. Oh God, aren't we living in the last days? God says something is going to come to pass in the last days. Oh God, this is so good. He said, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. You can literally translate that into, I'm going to pour out my spirit unto your flesh. When he says that I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh, he's talking about on your flesh. Now this sounds crazy. You never heard a preacher preach like this. When they preach like this, they preach it from a theoretical standpoint, a metaphorical standpoint. But God is saying that literally, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit on you. God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, God, the creator of all things, is saying that he has a spirit that he's about to put on you. Oh, this is finna be good. I hope y'all hear me and hear me good right now, right? The world knows exactly what I'm talking about. The world is not blind at all about it. We might be blind, we might be confused, but the world is 100% in lockstep with what I'm saying. I just gave y'all a message called The Dark Ages Are Coming. And in that message, I talked about all these different movies that I've watched, superhero movies. And it seemed like since I told y'all that, they have ramped it up even more, right? With the movies, The Eternals came out and they fighting a dark thing, right? They got the new Amazon Prime special, the new Amazon Prime TV series that just came out called The Wheel of Time. And in the movie, I kid you not, it's a TV series. And in the show, first, you go watch the first episode, they say, oh, we're looking for this. They say this dark power is coming. And it's going to be this dark man. It's going to be this dark power that's going to be put inside this man. This dark power. And they want to rule and take over our world that we're currently living in. They want to rule. This dark power is coming.
Never seen that much dark matter in one place.
That cloud's going to get bigger.
Country 55, Stanford Center. We have no storms reported in your vicinity.
Mayday! Mayday!
I seen the movie Hellbound. Hellbound is a Chinese movie, right? It's an Asian movie, right? They're all the same. It's a Chinese movie, right? And in that movie, it's talking about these dark things coming. Oh my God, this is so good. So all of them have the same thing, just like I told y'all about in the Dark Ages message. And the theme is that this dark thing, these dark people, or this negative evil power that's dark, right? I don't know if y'all know that dark is a synonym for evil. Black is a synonym for evil. Can you believe that? Right? If you were in charge of the society and you wrote the history books in the definitions of words, is that the words you would have chose? Right? Oh, I'm going somewhere today. So listen to this, right? So in the movies, they all have this same theme, right? That this dark man, this dark thing, this dark people, this dark race of things wants to take over everything. And I just think it's interesting that they always use this. This is always the thing they're fighting, right? But look at this. Imagine if God literally poured out his spirit upon us. Just imagine that, right? What would the world look like? What kind of power? What could you do with that power? Oh, I don't even want to get into that, right? Wouldn't it look similar to the X-Men, right? Wouldn't there be some kind of mutant or super mutant gene? Wouldn't it be some kind of variant? Oh, do these words sound familiar to you right now? Have you not listened to the local news lately? And they're talking about some kind of super mutant, Omicron. They said it's a super mutant. They said it's a variant. They trying to control the narrative because something is coming, so they want you to believe that they was in control of it when it gets here, right? But they calling it a super mutant. I had to put the article up so you can see. They said a super mutant is coming, right? This is stuff that you only heard in movies and cartoons when you was kids, but now all of a sudden it was a conspiracy at one point, but now all of a sudden it's like right up in your face. What are they talking about, right? I ain't got time to get into some of the theoretical scenarios here, right? Because y'all might not be able to understand that, but they are trying to control the narrative. Listen to this. They are trying to control the narrative, right? To make you believe that whatever God is about to bestow on you, that it came from them. And also, maybe they want to, some of the people that got that thing, you know, I'm sorry, some of the people that got the mark, maybe the nanoparticles inside of them, they want to control that, right? Let me give you a scripture, John 14, 12. Verily, verily, truly, I tell unto you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Listen to this one too. Matthew 8 and 27. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this that even the winds, listen to this, even the winds obey him. Even the winds and the waves obey his commands. Something is coming to you. I wanted you to hear that, because Christ said that those who believe in me, those that are with me, are gonna do even greater things than you have seen me do, right? This is something I've been asking people lately about that verse, because Christ is God in the flesh. Christ is the Son of God, the manifestation of the Lord. Why would Christ say that there's one day there's gonna be people who's going to do greater things than he did? Christ was a superhero. Christ today would be a mutant. Christ today, Christ could fly. Christ could heal people. Christ could blow fire out. Remember they said he could call the angels down. They could lift them up. He could have an army. Christ, he could control the lightning, the wind, the waves. He could push it this way. Christ could do anything. He could control the spirits, right? The spirit, he could control everything. So he'd be a superhero today. But he said that there's going to be people that are going to do even greater than this. Can you tell me, since Christ 2,000 years ago, has that ever been a person ever recorded, written, or have you ever heard of any people doing greater things than Jesus Christ? No, you haven't. So that would mean that Christ, that this prophecy is yet to be fulfilled. So something is coming. Oh, something is coming to you. This is what your future looks like.
So Naomi as a character is from like a alternate area in DC, in like the multiverse. She's not really from like the main sort of universe, if you want to call it, but essentially something happened to her Earth where it just became completely covered in radiation. So what happens is that no one was actually wiped out from the radiation. It wasn't like a nuclear bomb and all these people died and stuff like that. It was just covered in radiation, and certain amount of people were given these powers.
As the dominant powers of the world, no nuclear powers will be able to stand against you. Nothing will be able to harm you. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will be able to harm you. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? Imagine when the police shoot the bullets and you get on right back up. Nothing will be able to harm you. I have given you the authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will be able to harm you. You stand right there in shackles in front of the judge and rip them right off. Nothing is about to be able to harm you. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I don't care what laws they create. I don't care what they try to convict you for. I don't care what injustices they come up with. Nothing is about to be able to harm you. Y'all better hear me and hear me good, because something is coming. Something is coming. When they say repent, some of them better repent right now, because when you come into your glory, see, that's why they always say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Because once you have the power, how are you going to treat them now? See, they had the power. Now, once when you had the power, how are you going to treat? That's why you see some of them better repent. When they say repent, that means you better repent for what you didn't did. Oh, God, help me preach this thing. Help me preach this thing. But in the in the movies, right? And they're just like, because this is very simple. Because in a lot of these movies, you know, the movies are just predictive programming. You've seen The Simpsons, right? How they predicted every single thing that's been happening and going on. They even predicted the volcano eruption, La Palma, and talking about how it's going to, you know, create those tidal waves with the water and wipe off the eastern seaboard. And they believe that from there, well, we'll get into that some other time. But the movies and these cartoons and these TV shows are just predictive programming, right?
Top story, the ozone hole that devastated Brazil last summer is apparently wintering in Springfield.
Woo, Springfield rocks.
Residents are advised to stay inside unless you wear sunscreen or are very, very hairy. Experts recommend a Class 9 or Robin Williams level of hair coverage.
Help! Somebody! Let me in, for the love of...
Are you okay?
I've been better.
In these movies, and they always make it so that they win, right? That somehow this thing that they're fighting, they somehow defeat it. And even when you watch them, let's just be real. Even when you watch them, even with me as a black man watching, and they fighting this dark thing, and the Eternals is fighting them, and the Wheel of Time, or you know, there's a movie Outlander. Any of you find yourself rooting for the people fighting against it, right? You find yourself rooting for the people fighting against this dark thing, right? But now that I'm awakened, right? Sometimes I find myself, you know, rooting for them because I say, where his family at, right? Why do he want to take? What did you do to him to the point now that he coming back to seek revenge on you, right? Nobody wants to see. There's two sides to every story, right? We're not even allowed to know the real truth of Hitler's side, right? You only know their side of what they told you. We don't know why Hitler felt the way he felt. We're not even allowed to tell. They're only allowed to tell us why he felt the way he felt. But we're not even allowed to. We can't read Mein Kampf, his book. We can't understand. Okay, so why didn't you want them to put a World Bank in Germany? What would have been the negative aspects of that? We're not even allowed to ask those type of questions without getting banned. You know what I mean? So listen to this. So Deuteronomy 28:48. Therefore, in hunger and in thirst, in nakedness and in dire poverty, you will serve the enemies the Lord sends against you. He will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. I wanted you to see that destroyed you, because that's what happens. They want to destroy you, right? Well, they already have destroyed you, right? As far as a people, right? And even in these shows, the point of the dark man, you got to destroy him, right? You got in this show, these dark people, when they had a power, the evil power, this black power that's coming against them, they have to destroy it. They have to make sure that it doesn't have no power no more. Matter of fact, in the Wheel of Time, oh God, this is so good. In the Wheel of Time, they don't even want to kill them. They just want to take the dark power out of them. Oh my God, I got a scripture for you right now in a minute, right? Because this is going to be so good, right? So listen to this. So tell me you are not destroyed people right now. Tell me that, oh God, that you don't have to go to another people in hunger. You don't own no grocery stores. We don't own no grocery stores. We don't own no farmland. Tell me that we don't have to go to another people in thirst. We don't own no water rights. We don't own no water wells. We don't own no rivers, no rights to no rivers. Tell me that we don't have to go to another people when we need clothing. We don't own no manufacturing companies. We might own the clothing line, but we don't own the textiles and the manufacturing of the clothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? You still are living under these curses. You still have to literally your life are these curses. Not oh my God, I'm going somewhere right now. So now imagine that your luck is about to change, or that your luck changes, and that your fortune changes, and somehow now that this power is bestowed on you magically out of nowhere. I might have to put the video up, because there's so many theories on how this might happen. Some people think that it's going to be the sun that gives these melanin people these supernatural abilities. Some people think that there's a rocket or a comet that's going to come draw close to the earth, as God said that I'm going to draw near to the earth. So there's all kind of theories. Maybe I might have to put the video in, but everybody agree that there is something coming. Oh, something coming to you.
This is from Forbes. Comet Leonard, our future Christmas comet, is headed for Venus.
say scientists, and we found a second one. And then this is from space.com. Newfound Comet Leonard will blaze into view this year.
As it's diving down, it has almost perfect intersection with Venus, and Venus is headed that way, but it looks like it's going to dive just in front of it. The sun's gravity is going to slingshot it back on the other side of the red line, which is the Mars line, and that will be the path of
it. Yeah, it's going to be sending impulses for sure.
Yeah, Impulse.
I think it was first published in 1950. Emanuel Velikovsky, he said that Venus was actually a comet and at one time, and a comet from Jupiter. So it's quite possibly that different DNA, like I've always been saying, and you know, famous professors like I've interviewed, Professor Chandra, DNA is being transported through bacteria inside of comet.
What is it?
Well, I would say that it was a meteor, but the trail's all wrong. This thing's giving off its own energy.
Something coming specifically to you. I don't even know if y'all remember even the conspiracy theory or how did it leak out of nowhere last year. They were talking about black people was getting superpowers on December 21st. Where did that come from? They control the media, not us. We don't own the media. We don't own not one media channel. I showed y'all. Well, I haven't showed y'all yet, but maybe I put the video up on my page to show you the people who own all the things, right? Vanguard, BlackRock, right? And then we know who behind that, the Rothschilds, right? So they own all the seven families. So they own all the media. We didn't put it out that the black people was getting superpowers. Why did they put that conspiracy theory out like that? Why did they put that predictive programming out like that? And why did they put it out early so that you can be wrong? Because he seeks to change times, as the Bible said. He seeks to change times. And that's why a lot of the stuff that happens, like 2012, right? They put that out. We didn't put that out. They put that out, right? Y2K, they put that out. We didn't put it, because they want it. He seeks to change times. So you're not even living in the same time zone. So that's how so many of these people that's predicted the end time have been wrong, because he has changed the time, right? Just like the scripture said, he has seeks to change time. He's changed the times. So that's why so many people have been wrong. But I can get into that. Something is coming to you, right? Superpower. Something is coming to you. Listen to this, Isaiah 32:14. The palaces shall be forsaken. Listen to this one. Listen to this one good. The palaces shall be forsaken, because you used to have palaces. So now your palaces have been forsaken. The multitude of the city shall be left. All the multitudes that was in your city are gone, are left. Listen to this. The forts and the towers shall be dens forever. So we had forts and we had towers. We had civilization, but it's gone. It's nothing there. A joy of wild asses and a pasture of flocks. Listen to this. Until the Spirit be poured out upon us from on high. Everything that you had before, the palaces, the kingdom, the reign, how you ruled the whole world. You had towers and forts. You had trade with different countries. See, people keep asking to be great in their society. God wants you to be great in this society. You got to understand that. People keep asking me how they can be great in this society. God is about to make you greater than this society. I want you to know that your face is about to be on the dollar. Your face is about to be on the coin. Your currency is what about the world currency is about to be pegged to your currency. I want you to know this, right? When the Spirit comes from on high. He said, everything that you had, your palaces and all that, is going to be nothing. It's going to be gone, which it is. We have nothing, right? We're the lowest in the bottom of the barrel. That's why I read for you Deuteronomy 28:48 real quick so you can see that. That we have to go to our enemy in hunger and in thirst. They have destroyed us. We are destroyed. Now don't get it twisted. God destroyed us. Right? Because I saw the guy right on my page the other day. Oh, you know, I used to like Leo's stuff, but now it seems like he's just blaming another people for the condition of black people. I'm not blaming another people. Have you lost your mind? Right? I'm not blaming white people for oppressing us. God said, if you disobey my commands, that this is what I would do to you. There, white people or no people have the power to oppress a people on all continent. No people have the power to ensure that we are the most in prison in Britain, that we're the most in prison in France, Italy. That would be the greatest conspiracy to ever live. None of them have that kind of power. Only God has that kind of power. Remember, it was God who hardened Pharaoh's heart. I'm on fire tonight. It was God who hardened Pharaoh's heart. He said, some I have created for glory and others I have created for destruction. You better hear what I'm saying. God is the one who allowed us to be in this position. And God is the one that's going to bring us out. That's why I'm reading for y'all Isaiah 32:14 right now, where he said, listen to this. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Oh, I can't get off of that one right now. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. So he's saying you ain't finna have nothing until this Spirit comes. Do you remember in Acts? Oh my God. Do you remember in Acts, right? I'm sure y'all have heard this before being Christians. Some of y'all grew up, a lot of us, I grew up Christian. All of us grew up Christians, right? A lot of us did. And the pastor used to talk about when all the apostles, I gotta hurry it up. When all the apostles and disciples, they all went to Jerusalem and they was on one accord, right? And they had to wait there. Remember Christ said, y'all go there and y'all wait there, right? Until the Holy Spirit come upon y'all. And then, you know, they say, and then, you know, they always tell us the Spirit of Pentecost. And, you know, they always preach it and say how the Spirit came upon them. And then they all start speaking in tongues and they had these powers. And they did have powers because remember, Peter would walk past people and his shadow would heal people, right? So they did have power, right? So this Spirit came upon them. They had to wait until the Spirit be poured out from on high. And God is saying in the last days that a Spirit is about to be poured out on us from on high. Oh, I don't even want to keep going on that. Listen, see, the old folks that own the plantation used to sing about the Spirit coming from on high. I remember hearing those songs. They used to sing about the Spirit coming from on high. Last scripture, Hebrews 8:10. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be, oh my God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me from the least to the greatest of them. I had to read that one for you real quick because I had another person, a white guy say, you know, Leo, you know, and this is, he was a nice guy, you know what I mean? He, I don't know if he's a nice guy or not, but I mean, he was, his comment, I guess, was trying to be nice. And what he said was, it would be chaos if black people rule, right? He said, look at Nigeria, look at Chicago. Now, he's probably a little bit uneducated, don't know about colonization, don't know about the different ways that Western cultural society controls all the countries in Africa right now, still to this day. This is an absolute fact, whether you believe this or not. And the same thing in Chicago, how the Democrats and the powers and the spiritual forces of evil control the policies implemented in Chicago. Nonetheless, that doesn't take none of the accountability away from us as a people and what we are doing to each other, how we're killing each other, raping each other, robbing each other. Look at the filth. He is so there is very some truth to what he's saying when he says that if y'all rule, if God is finna give y'all some type of superpowers or some extraordinary strength, and now you guys are gonna be the rulers of the world, he's saying it's gonna be straight chaos. It's gonna be chaotic, right? This is what he was saying, right? Hebrews 8:10. This is the covenant I will establish with my people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and on their hearts. See, the same way God is going to drop his Spirit on us, his laws is going to be in our minds and on our hearts. Oh God. So we're going to be righteous rulers. We're going to be rulers with integrity and honor, unlike the rulers that are over us right now. We're not going to be unjust. We're going to be just rulers, right? Well, I hope y'all hear me and hear me good, right? We're going to be good people, upstanding men and women, because God's laws and commandments are going to be written on our minds and they're going to be in our heart. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me from the least to the greatest. Oh, that is so good. Romans 11:26. And so all Israel will be saved, as is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. Why you think they're trying to do a PCR test to find what DNA they looking for somebody? Because all Israel will be saved because the deliverer will come from Zion. They looking for somebody right now. I want y'all to hear me and hear me good. Oh, listen to this last part and let's get out of here. I did an interview. I was going to wait and do a whole video on this, but I think it's necessary to say in this one because something is coming to you. I did an interview with Bishop Nathaniel of IUIC when I came to this awakening of who we are as the Israelites. Now, I knew about when I was a kid, God told me that we was Israelites, but I couldn't prove it. So I became a stone cold Christian, and I was fine with that, believing Jesus was white. I was fine with going along with that. Maybe about 5 years ago, as I was a conservative and running in the political movement, I was a Democrat before I was a conservative. I got to say that every time. It's a shame. You got to say it to black people. It's an absolute shame, right? It's a tragedy, right? I'm not neither today, but I kind of have started hearing the rumblings about 5 years ago about who we were, and I started to see, piece it together biblically, of who we were, and I could realize, oh wow, this is really us, right? But I didn't know, it wasn't like I said, like, so about 2.5 years ago, that's when I really came to a real awakening, right? And so I did an interview with Bishop Nathaniel of IUIC, Israel United in Christ, and I'll never forget one of the things that everybody was telling me before I was going to do the interview with him was, you know, they wanted to make sure you spoke about the Gentiles, right? It's a shame, right? That black people, think about this. We want for sure to get him on the Gentiles. The Gentiles can go. The Gentiles can go to heaven. They are going to be saved with us, right? We don't even care about us being saved. We want to know for sure that we can bring the ancestors of the slave masters with us. Isn't that kind of weird that that's the most prevalent thing? And many of the people who've broken with this group, like if you notice, there's many other camps now that used to be with them, and many of them have broken because of this issue. Think about that. They all know they're Israelites, but they breaking because, the Gentiles got to come with me. That's kind of lightweight insane. Right? Think about it, because if the Gentiles, if it was the other way around and the Gentiles was going and you wasn't, you think they would break with their people to come with you? That's no way in the world they would do that, right? But listen to me, I'm talking bad about you, but I had the same mentality. Listen to me and listen to me good. I had the very same mentality. And I remember having this conversation with him, and I didn't disagree with him in the video, but privately I kind of felt like he was wrong. I just didn't understand. I said, there's no way that God could have came just for us. And I mean this, and I know most of y'all feel this exact same way. Even to us, dark is worthless. Even to us, being black is less than. There's no way he came just for me. Think about this right now. There's a people in Israel right now who believes that God only came for them and them only. Their skin color, their bloodline, and them only. And they don't care if you're going or you're not going. In their mind, their God came for them, and for the rest of the world, they're going to rule and y'all all going to hell. That's how they feel. That's written in their Talmud. That they believe only they're going. And they are not coming over here to speak to no stupid white Christians or black Christians saying, we want to make sure y'all come. When the last time a rabbi that spoke at your church and said, let me go ahead and make sure I get all of y'all to get into our God so y'all can come to the same heaven we think we're going to. Right? So think of this, right? But listen to this. We as black people, as you know, so-called black people, we even believe that we are worthless. I want you to hear me and hear me good, because we see ourselves twerking online. We see ourselves killing each other. We do not believe that we are worthy enough to have a God, the creator of all things on planet Earth, forget just the creator of planet Earth, things outside this Earth and in different dimensions. We don't believe that there's no way in the world that God came and is coming back to only save us. It's impossible for you to get a black person to believe that. And if you do get a black person to believe that, if you're screaming at another guy, but he's saying, I'm going to kill you, right? You know, kind of thing, right? Which we need to calm that down as well. But think about it. We can't get any of us to believe, even me. We valueless. But at the end of the day, he was 100% right. He was 100% right. I'm going to have to put the video in here, and it's a shame that it take a Jewish man to say it, but I'm going to have probably put the video of him and him saying this, that he says that Christians are anti-Semitic. And he's actually right. If there was a such thing as anti-Semitic, which there isn't, but if there was a such thing as that, which there isn't, this is a word they made up to just demonize anybody that's against their Zionist agenda, but there's really no such thing as that, right? But if there was a such thing as anti-Semitic, yes, Christianity would be anti-Semitic.
And Paul says in the New Testament, Paul says in Romans 11, all Israel will be saved. That is the purpose and plan of God. There is a Christian kind of popular doctrine that I reject with all my heart, and that is that the church has replaced Israel and the promises of God. It's called supersessionism. I don't believe in that. I think that, honestly, hate to say this, but I honestly think it is a latent form of anti-Semitism to say that. You can't tell me that God made promises in the Old Testament to his people Israel concerning his future kingdom and salvation, and that he would give them a heart, a new heart and a new spirit, and he would write his laws in their heart, and they would be saved, and he would be their king, and they would be his people, and all those kingdom prophecies. You can't possibly tell me that God didn't mean what he said.
And what he says in the video is that they have taken the old scriptures, the Old Testament, along with Paul's writing, and have twisted it to mean that it applies to them and to the whole world and not to one specific group of people, as the scriptures have always applied to. Think of that. That is, he was 100% accurate of that, which would mean that Bishop Nathaniel was 100% accurate on it. And I have to say that publicly. Obviously, you know, there's a... Oh, God. I don't got time to get in that scripture. Listen, Romans 9 and 11. Yet before the twins were born or had done anything good or bad in order that God's purpose and election might stand, not by works, but by him who calls, she was told, the older will serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau who I hated. What then, listen, is what then shall we say? Is God unjust? Right? No one reads that one. Right? No one reads that one. You know, they always say, oh, you can't hate, you can't be evil, you can't be. But I mean, listen, is God unjust? Not at all. For listen to this, for he says to, oh my God, for he says to Moses, I will have mercy on who I have mercy on, and I will have compassion on who I have compassion on. Listen to it. It does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. He chose you above all things. It's hard to even fathom, given our current state. It's hard to even imagine, given the conditions of our communities. But he chose, oh God, he chose us to be his chosen people. And had this had been 15 years ago, I might be depressed with you. Because if we're his chosen people, then we are the cursed people, right? Because we know how to read, right? So we know we would be under the curses of Deuteronomy 28 right now, right? So if we are his chosen people, that means we are cursed people. And if this was 15 years ago, I would be depressed as well. If this was 5 years ago, I would say, well, I don't know if this is good news. Oh, God, but we're in the last days, which means that your power is coming. Remember the preacher used to say, hold on just a little bit longer. Just remember he used to say, just a little bit longer. Remember that he used to say, it's coming right around the yonder, and you will see the glory of God. Your latter days will be better than your former days. Remember that's what he used to say? If it was 5 years ago and we was learning this revelation together, y'all, we was all coming to this right now, we was hearing this word, I would say this isn't a good word. But I'm telling y'all, it's right around the corner, Haggai 2 and 6. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill the house with glory, says the Lord. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord. But how are you going to get back to this with power? With power. With power. I hope y'all hear that and hear that good. Let me read this for you one more time. Isaiah 32 and 14. The palaces shall be forsaken. So the palaces you were in, because remember, God said that you will be kings and priests unto me. So if we're kings, if the men are kings and the women are queens, right? So you will be kings and priests unto me, right? Oh, God, remember he said, ye are gods in Psalms, right? So you had palaces, and he said your palace is going to be forsaken. He said the multitude of your cities. See, they try to make us think, oh, you was, before you was, when you was enslaved, but I mean, before you was a slave, you was over there riding goats. They try to make us seem like when we lived in our own civilization and countries, we were over there riding goats and there was always chaos. That's why they make Chicago chaotic. That's why they make any neighborhood that blacks that has a predominantly black population chaotic and poor and in poverty, to make you believe that when you ruled, that's how it looked. But that's not how it looked. You had palaces and forts and towers. You had trade. You had gold and silver. You had money with your face on it, with dollars with your face on it. Currency that you controlled. You traded with other countries. You traded with Italy. You can read about Hannibal, how he had to pull up on the Sicilian shores. But you traded. Italy was one of your trade partners. God, I'm preaching to somebody. But I'm saying all this so you know you wishing for a house. God is finna give you a nation. You understand me? You wishing for justice just in one little trial. God is gonna make it so that you are the justice is over all trials. Do you hear me? And when is this gonna happen? When the Spirit is poured upon us from on high. And he said that's gonna happen in the last days, which is these days that we're living in right now. Oh my goodness, something. Something is coming to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, wonderful counselor. Oh my God, thank you, Redeemer. Mm-mm-mm. Who needs to be redeemed? Lord, we thank you. It was right there in our face the whole time. Who needs to be saved? They go around saying everyone is going to be saved. But who is in a position in life right now where they need to be saved? Thank you, God. We know you're coming for us to save those who need to be saved. You are righteous, Lord. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful. We honor you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your understanding. We thank you for your encouragement in these last days. We only got to hold on just a little bit longer. Oh, we only got to hold on just a little bit longer, y'all. And you will see the coming of the Lord. He said, here he comes in the cloud to save those, to redeem those who need to be redeemed. That's who he's coming to redeem. Those who are in a position who need to be redeemed. He told you he who was coming for. He said, the poor will be made rich. Who are the poor among you? Mm-mm-mm. He said the weak will be made strong. Weak militarily, meaning when their people are shot by the police. If a Chinese man is shot by the police, what's going to happen? China is going to retaliate. If a Jewish man is shot by the police, what's going to happen? Israel is going to retaliate. If an Iran or a Muslim man was shot by an Arab man was shot by the police, what's going to happen? All the Muslim nations around the world are going to retaliate. So none of them are weak. But when a black man is shot by a white police officer right there, point blank dead in the head, what power do we have to enact retaliation? That's what he means when he said that the weak will be made strong. That's you. God, we're grateful. God, we are so grateful. We love you. Mm-mm-mm, we love you. We thank you for the gift that you're going to bestow onto us. We can only pray and only hope and only wish that we stay in your favor. We ask for your strength in this time to keep your laws and your commandments, to start walking in your ways, to walk the straight path. I thank you for using me as a vessel to teach your people. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen, guys. If you haven't already, please go subscribe to my exclusive channel at ministries.leodunson.com. There you will see videos that I have never released. Even this one might end up going on my exclusive page because I was going on some rants and I probably don't want to even, didn't even want to go on like that, right? I might have to put this one on just to make this exclusive. I had to chop some things out of, you know, and put some other things in. But yeah, so yeah, ministries.leodunson.com. Subscribe there. And you can also receive the full version of any videos that I put out where I have to chop and edit and put other things in. I'm so grateful to all of you guys who have already subscribed. Thank you for your support. And something is coming to you. Talk to you soon. Shalom.